the show and the after the show show. See, everyone loves a good show. Everyone loves to be entertained. Everyone loves to go on the mountainside during Jesus' day. Hey, this man Jesus, he's out there preaching. And I guarantee you, the Pharisees and the Sadducees are going to be mad. I want to go see that. He's going to upset the establishment. And I want to be there to see it. And not only that, he's a good preacher. He says things that no other preacher we've ever heard says. Well, this man Jesus, the main difference is he preaches with authority. He preaches with authority, not as quoting another scribe or another rabbi. Well, he gets up and he preaches as though he is quoting God. Well, you know, I've even heard tell that this man Jesus claims to be God. I want to go watch the show. So you have multitudes, thousands that come out to listen to Jesus. The show is on. The hillside is packed and Jesus is preaching. Jesus is teaching. Jesus is raising the dead, healing the sick, making the blind see, the lame to walk. That's a show. And you know what else this man Jesus does? I've never been to a show like that before. Never seen it happen before. Well, if we go to Derby Dinner Playhouse, I guarantee you we'll see a good play sometime. And we'll pay a lot for a good meal. Jesus is putting on a show. They're looking at it as a show. And he said, by the way, I'm going to feed you for free. Hey, disciples, let's feed them. That shook them up, didn't it? Lord, really? Don't think it's going to work. Jesus said, they want to see something. I'm going to show them something. Then bring me the fishes. Bring me the loaves. Let me show you something. And he feeds. We call it the 5,000. But what you need to understand about that number is they only counted the males. They didn't count the females and the children. They didn't count the foreigners that were coming in and all. So closer to 15,000 than the 5, actually. And they had enough left over. Man, what a show! And Jesus is teaching and preaching after them watching all of this. And he says, the reviews are great. People like it. They tell everyone else. Awesome! And he feeds you after you've had your entertainment. So Jesus slips away, gets away from them. Goes across the lake. Oh, that was quite an exciting little journey in itself. No, this is not when the storm came up and it goes in concert. But it is at the point of when they're going across and Jesus comes and enters the boat. The wind had picked up quite a bit. He comes and he enters the boat. And the scripture says, and instantly they were on the other side. Woof! No, instantly they were on the other side. Man, that was a speed boat. When Jesus stepped foot in the boat that time, they were instantly on the other side. Can't you picture the disciples? I don't believe this. Do you believe this? Can't you imagine when the story got out, as it got out real quick? Everyone was looking for Jesus now because Jesus had put on that, what they saw as a physical show. All of it, they could deal with it, see, a physical. Awesome, the physical. But then Jesus does something, says something. He said, let me bring this now down to a spiritual focus. What you see physically, you're entertained with. But let me tell you what it truly means. His spiritual statement, Gospel of John chapter 6, verses 57 and 58. Just as Jesus speaking, just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so the one who feeds on me will live because of me. I want you to picture the gestures here. Jesus is talking now. The one who feeds on me. Oh, this is really bothering them right now. Is he a cannibal? The one who feeds on me. He's going spiritual. They got the physical. They got their excitement. They watched all the healing and all the miracles. They got a free meal. Big one. You know, the scripture says they ate all they wanted. All they wanted to eat. Well, if that was some of our members, they'd still be there eating. All they wanted to eat, they ate. So the one who feeds on me will live because of me. Then he says this. You catching it? This is the bread that came down from heaven. He said, you scribes ought to catch on to this. You're supposed to be teaching it. The prophets told you about me. That came down from heaven. Your forefathers ate manna and died. But he who feeds on this bread will live forever. He got spiritual. Now, Jesus, you messed it up. Now, all the healing miracles, raising dead people and all of that, that was awesome. Your preaching was awesome. Now, you've gone and done it. You've gone into an area that we can't see. I don't see my spirit. But I guarantee you I have a spirit. I don't see my Jesus. But I guarantee you Jesus sees me. And Jesus says, look, I'm trying to bring you something. It's called now. You've watched me. You've listened to me. I've told you. Now! It's the after the show show. You saw the show. Now it's the after the show show. I want to tell you about the spiritual part. The truth of what you saw and what it means. It's the after the show show. When his followers were watching him, his father saw him physically. So the followers, as of today, no difference, react physically. And they make a physical statement. Now, how am I going to make a statement? How do I make a statement in church? How do I make a statement in any situation that I'm in? Let me tell you the way that we do it as human beings. There's two ways that we make it as a human being. Two ways that we will show with our feet and with a wallet. Yep. Your physical statement is going to be with your feet or with your wallet. One of the two. And God looks down and God says, I see those feet. Who you think put the wallet in your pocket and the feet where they are? John 6, verses 66, 67. Jesus had just made this statement to him. I am the bread of life. Actually, in another area, in another couple of verses, he says, he that does not eat of my flesh and drink of my blood can have no part of me. Woo! Was that a hard one to take? And listen to what happened from their physical statement. From this time, many of his disciples, see, it wasn't just the 12. They were the closest. That was the internet. Many of his disciples turned back and no longer followed him. The show was great, but the after the show show, the spiritual business, is more than we can understand or handle. Lord, let's go back to the mountainside and you feed us again. I like that part. You do not... His disciples turned back and no longer followed him. You do not want to leave too, do you? Jesus asked the 12. Guess who spoke up? Oh, the 12 had followed him so close. They were my kind of people. But they were rough as a cob. My kind of people, like you all. My kind of people. Peter speaks up and he says, Lord, where would we go? You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Peter says, you have the word. What was he saying? We know who you are. We may not understand the way you speak so often, but we know you. Woo! I know Jesus. I know Jesus. And I mess up. I am a mess. I know Jesus. See, I'm not getting into heaven over how good I am. I ain't never going to make it if that's a part of it. I'm heaven bound over how great and awesome Jesus is. He said, I love you, Larry. You believe in me, you're heaven bound. We're living in a generation where once again the salvation through faith in Jesus Christ has come to be quite controversial with some preachers, even in my Baptist faith. Oh, you know, possibly there's another way. No, there isn't. Or, excuse me, no, there ain't another way. Not there. So the after the show says, show is over. Jesus has declared, the show's over. Now I want you to see what it means, what it represents. I want you to understand something. I want you to see the after the show revelation. And I'm going to show it to you spiritually. It's not going to come physically. It's spirit. And I will speak to you in spirit and in truth. I will share with you my word in spirit and in truth. I will give you my direction, but I'll give it to you. You know, listen, folks, I preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, but it's the Holy Spirit that directs your heart. Should never be a preacher. A preacher, good gracious, I am called by God to preach the gospel. You are called by God to either preach, teach, or do something with the gospel as a Christian. We're all called by God, and each one of us do our part. But it all points back to Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And who he is. And the after the show revelation is simple. John 6:26. Jesus answered them and said, I tell you the truth. Oh, this is strong for them. I tell you the truth. You are looking for me not because you even saw the miracles and signs. Are you hearing this? I showed you the miracles and signs. You didn't even come across here to meet with me because of the miracles. That's not why you're here. You are here because you ate the loaves and had your fill. You liked the show. But you talked more about the eating than you did the show. I mean, that was fish and a loaves that was touched by God. Tell me that wasn't some good eating. I don't care how much for fish. I'd have loved that fish sandwich. Prepared by God. And as God looks on to each one of us, he said, are you looking for a show? Are you going to be a part of the after the show? You see, the after the show gives you a charge of commitment, a charge of standing strong for the truth of God, fulfilling the churches, packing the pews, supporting the ministry financially of the church, but not only that, but with your actions in helping. Amen. That's the after the show, though. I'd rather eat, Lord, because now you're talking about me really having to do something. The spiritual worship is a physical doing worship. Amen. It's an active, not one foot in front of the other walking out, but one foot in the other, not only walking in, but leading others to come. I've given you the stats on what's going on in America. People are leaving the church in groves. I'll get my worship out on the hillside. What are you going to do if they're not going to feed you? Do you really think that Jesus, who died for the body, His church, you know who Jesus is coming back for? The church. He didn't say, Larry, I'm coming back for you on the mountain. Now, I might be on the mountain when Jesus comes and He's going to get me. But He's coming for the church because I am a part of His body, the church. When I become a member of God's house, God's church, God's fellowship, I am a part of the body of Christ, and I am an important part, just like you. We need all our parts to have the strength, the courage, the will. You ever been hungry? I have. I mean, yes, you don't eat rats unless you're hungry. You ever been thirsty? You better believe I've been thirsty. I've drank stuff that just looked like water. I have no idea what it was. And then it'd come right back up. You know what Jesus said? You want a good drink of water? Larry, you want a good drink of water? Go to the head of the stream. Woo! I'm going to bypass all the cattle that's downstream. I ain't drinking down there. I'm going to the head of the stream. That's what the Holy Spirit does with you, does with me. That's what the Holy Spirit says to you and says to me. Come to the head of the stream. Larry, you preach it. I'll touch their heart. You see, it's something that I know with all my heart. And in a way breaks my heart. But I know this. God has called each and every one of us. And each and every one of us at some point in our calling have decided to walk out on God by not doing what He called us to do. Olivia, do you think your mama loves you? Oh, she does too. Your daddy back there too, he loves you too, don't he? Do you think of the worst case of the stupids that you could have, and I'm sure you've had a few, the worst case of the stupids, do you think that that's going to affect their love for you? Yeah. Still love you, don't they? Yeah. You see, God shows His love through our physical contact with each other as family. God says, let me show you this. Now the after the show, I'm going to get spiritual with you. I want you to understand I love you so much more than they can ever love you, that you never have to worry about me abandoning you, even though you have decided that you're going to turn and not do what I called you to do. I'm going to be waiting, and as soon as you get tired of eating pig slop and rats, you come on back. God, I got a banquet for you, a banquet that's going to fill your spirit, a banquet that's going to touch your heart. See, I do not have time to sit back and think about all the faults and failures I have in my life. For one thing, there's too many. And some people I know make up something I didn't even do. I got enough going on. Just ask me, I'll tell you. No, I won't. But the fact is this. Jesus looks to me, Brother Randy. He looks in and He sees me. But He says, hey, you, I want you to put your feet to serving me. I want you to put your wallet to serving me. That's right, you heard what I said. You all have never heard this preacher preach anything about money in a church. You've never heard it. Never. I don't say that, certainly for my benefit, but I do say it for yours. I say it for your feet. You need to pay attention to which direction they're walking. Are they walking to God's house to serve the Lord, to pack the pews? Or are they walking to the world to truly serve the world and forget about the pews? Why, our churches today, we've even went so far as we'll give you theater seats if you'll come. That worked for a while. Then the after the show kicks in. Oh my word, the after the show. Different format. Now I got to take what I've learned, Brother Randy, and put it to work. I got to do something with it. It's a lot more fun just eating. The banquet's been served. I got one I'm going to. I'm going to beat a lot of you all there. Suck it up and take it. I'm going to beat a lot of you there. But it's supper time coming in heaven. Supper time. And it's food prepared by the hand of God. You want some good eating? The heavenly host welcomes us in. But the heavenly host looks at us now. What are we doing for the Lord? What good does it do me to gain the whole world but lose my soul? What good is all the wealth of the world if I don't use it to help those who don't have? Or to be ready to reach out to the one who's asking for help and guidance. And then here I say, oh no, because you see, you don't look like me. You didn't grow up here. I don't care who I look like. I grew up on Buffalo Hill. You all don't even know where that is. I grew up in Buffalo Creek, but I grew out to 48 different countries by the power of the Holy Spirit, leading me to learn life and then come back and to share that life with those who don't have life. I'm talking about hope. I'm talking about a future. I'm talking about knowing Jesus Christ and not sweating the small stuff. I got a banquet coming. And a banquet to me is cornbread and beans. So anything above that, I can guarantee you, is awesome. Awesome. Because Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong. They are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Don't get better now, Brother Randy. Let's pray. Father, we praise Your holy name, asking for Your direction, for Your love, for Your truth, for Your strength, and all that goes on with our life. We thank You, Heavenly Father, for touching us, for delivering us, for giving us the peace that surpasses all understanding. And we ask Your blessing now in Jesus' name. Amen.